I am brilliant. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. I am brilliant. Now, many people would look at you when you say, I am brilliant, and they would say to you, oh, you think you're brilliant, huh? Well, do something brilliant. Say something brilliant. Act brilliant. No. That's not the way the game is played. The way the game is played is that we determine what values are important in our everyday life, what values are important for us to experience in our world, and then we pursue those values. We pursue those values by living as though it is so. Living as though it is so. If you want to be healthy, you live as though you are healthy. If you want to be knowledgeable, you live as though you are knowledgeable and as though you already know the knowledge you want to have. It's not the idea that you don't have it. It's that you're not aware of the fact that you do have it. You're not aware of the fact that you are brilliant. And so it is wise when we can say to ourselves, I am brilliant. And as we say to ourselves, I am brilliant, we are putting a cause in motion of being brilliant, acting brilliant, thinking brilliant, living brilliant. And then another thing that we do, we associate ourselves with other brilliant people. We associate ourselves with people who know that they know whatever it is they need to know. We associate ourselves with people who are wise in their ways and who listen to the brilliance that they are within. Now, our tendency is to read magazines and books and to go to school and to study and to learn. And then once we have learned, then we take that learning and we put it together and we go about living our lives. And if we have learned that this is an ugly world, then we will act as though it's an ugly world. And we'll have an ugly world. If we have learned that this is a beautiful world, a world filled with joy and peace and love and right action and goodness, then this is what we'll be looking for. This is what we'll be expressing ourselves. Nobody else is acting nicely. I'm not going to act nice either. Nobody else is being peaceful and friendly and joyful. I'm not going to do it either. Huh. Can you see what sort of a situation that would bring up? Now, if everyone acts nicely because it's fun to act nicely, if everyone acts intelligent because it's fun to act intelligent, I'll tell a story. When I was in elementary school, Jeffrey Etherington was a very fine friend, and most of the kids didn't like him. And they didn't like him because he was so brilliant. He was a genius, an absolute genius. And his mind would think of things that the rest of us only heard about. We never even thought about it. We never even dreamed about it. But I was very blessed. I was blessed because Jeffrey and I lived in the same area. And we would walk home from school together. No more than a couple blocks. And as we walked home from school and to school every day, Jeffrey would play games with me. He'd say, okay, what new word did you learn yesterday? Now, I learned this word. And so then he would use the word that he learned and show me how it's used, show me how the word is built, show me how the word is utilized. And then another day, he would come up and he would say, did you know how many stars there are in the sky? Did you know how many things here are there? And then, at another time, my other neighbor friend, Johnny Fleischner, would show me how to use his slide rule. And the slide rule was our adding machine at that time. It was our computers at that time. And in the slide rule, we would put different points along the rule. And when we put 12 times 12 on the rule, the other part of the thing would point to 144. So the answer would be there. Now, Johnny was teaching me all about the slide rule, and It was difficult to learn from Johnny, because Johnny was brilliant beyond imagination. He just was the top boy in every class, the top boy in mathematics, the top boy in sciences, and this was only in elementary school. But he had a library at home that didn't stop. Never found out what his father did, but I have a feeling his father and mother were brilliant also. So, Jeffrey Etherington and I would walk to school together, and Jeffrey would bring up all of these things that he would be aware of, and he would tell me different ideas that he had learned, ideas of science, ideas of techniques, and then he would say to me, this was the part that really blew my mind more than I realized at the time, but then he would say to me, now, if they would do this and do this and do this, they could solve that problem. And he would bring up the problems that were experienced in the world at that time. And one of the problems was the budding anxiety of the world, the anxiety of the world over in Europe, where not necessarily war was pending, because we had no idea of what was coming, but the idea that there was conflict and there was unhappiness, and that there was the feeling that the Germans wanted to take over a lot of areas, and that wasn't too happy. So what he would say to me was, what if they, as a nation, if Germany as a nation, because they're so wealthy, would just go in and buy up the country, buy up the towns, buy up the industries, buy up the things in the other nations, then they would own everything and it would be theirs. But they want to get it for free. And they want to go in and just kill off their own soldiers, kill off their own countrymen to get something for free. And I said to him, well, it certainly isn't for free, is it? They lose these guys' lives, you know? And Jeff says, that's right. He says, but in a world of peace and harmony, where people work together, people don't want what other people have. They want what they have, and they want it the best in the world. They think their country is the best in the world, and that their way of living and their nationalism is the most ideal. But the only difficulty they come to is when they think the rest of the world should live like they do. And then Jeffrey said, you know, if the Germans were to live their life so beautifully, so culturally wonderful, Jeffrey was a brilliant boy, so culturally wonderful, all of the world would copy them and want to be like them. But because they want to possess, because they want to manipulate, because they want to control, because they want to think they're getting something for nothing, they have a war, and they go in and they try to get these people to give up their lands to them. Well, Czechoslovakia just gave it up. And after the war, Czechoslovakia went on with its peaceful way. And Switzerland never gave it up because it wouldn't enter into the war. If you're having a war, we're not coming, Switzerland said. Well, that had some benefits to it too. But I am brilliant. That's what Jeffrey was. He's brilliant. And later, when I was in high school, Heinz Schmidt came over from Germany. His family came over to work in some American industries. And it was just before the war started. And Heinz Schmidt was a brilliant boy. He learned English, he learned German, he learned Italian, he learned French. He just was a multi-language boy. And he and his parents had me at their home oftentimes. And they would tell me all of the things that they were doing. And we'll talk about them another time. But they too were brilliant. And they were brilliant in that they did not fight. They just lived what they believed. And they carried what they believed wherever they went. Jeffrey carried what he believed wherever he went. And I haven't followed Jeffrey's life. I should really look it up on the internet and see where he is. Jeffrey Etherington. from Wauwatosa back in 1941, 42, 43, right in there. Fantastic, fantastic. Marvelous experiences. Think about it. When you say, I am brilliant, then you act brilliant. You are brilliant. You live brilliant. You think brilliant. You enjoy being brilliant. And I say to you, turn on the charm. Say, I am brilliant. To yourself, if necessary, and perhaps most importantly, say it to yourself. And then say it and 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 say it again and again and again. And pretty soon you'll say it while you're sleeping. You'll say it while you're doing. But Herb, you told us to say lots of illustrations, lots of affirmations. That's right. And if you spend all of your time saying affirmations, you'll be surprised what kind of a person you'll find underneath those affirmations. You'll find that you are brilliant. You are a genius. You do live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You are perfect. You are your original purity and integrity. Not bad, is it? Not bad at all. I'm a genius. Oh, and I love it. Join me? Join me in being a genius. The price of admission is saying, I am a genius. And say it again and again and again and again. And act like it. Act like you're a genius, like you really do know. You really do. I know that I know that I know. We teach and have taught and will always teach. Think your first thought. Act upon your first thought. That is the divine thought that's coming through your mind. Don't think before it. But think upon that first thought and let that first thought be your brilliance. I am brilliant. Ah, wonderful, isn't it? Have a wonderful day and know that I'm brilliant. You're brilliant. I love you. I love you. I love you.